ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
There's this stereotype of university students as young people who are irresponsible, who don't know how good they have it, and perhaps who go to more parties than they do lectures and classes. Well, this is not the case for many students, and certainly not for Marley Hermans, a Wiradjuri woman from northern New South Wales who's cared for her parents throughout her degree. I kicked off my chat with Marley by asking her what it was like to come to Canberra.
It was really overwhelming, but also really exciting because, you know, I grew up in Mawoolumbah. Its population is probably around 5,000 to 6,000 people, and that's including the surrounding villages. So it was like living in a city for the first time, and there were so many people. It was a chapter of my life I'd been looking forward to for years and years and years.
Why were you looking forward to coming to university so much?
Firstly, I just love learning. And also, I think uni was a way out of living in the country. It felt like a reprieve from growing up in like quite a harsh lifestyle and environment to somewhere that had services and had people there that wanted to support me and wanted to see me grow.
So it's a dream come true coming here, but things didn't necessarily go well at home. What happened there?
My mum got really sick with something called Guillain-Barré syndrome, a really rare disease where your immune system attacks your nervous system and eats away at the coating of your nerves. It was the end of my first year. I was really happy. I was looking forward to like going back home and seeing my parents. At the time, my mum was my dad's carer, so my dad has had a degenerative back condition before I was born. And yeah, then my mum got sick in October 2016. And so she was in hospital for a very, very, very long time. So she was in hospital until April of this year. And throughout that whole time, my dad was left without a carer. So I had to jump in and be the person to hold our family together because I'm an only child. Everything changed. I had to defer my last semester of my first year to be able to go back home. Spent most of my time in ICU units with my mum. And when I wasn't in ICU units, I was back home providing care for my dad. And then I had to try and navigate the NDIS for my mum. So I had to figure out what disability support was. I had to figure out the terminology that I had to use for the NDIS. I had to change my mum's Centrelink. So before my mum got sick, she was on the carer's payment and my dad was on the disability support payment. Now my mum was disabled as well. So I had to change her over to the DSP, and that was not without problems. So at one point, my mum was attached to a ventilator in hospital, still like very acutely ill. And Centrelink put her on Newstart instead because they couldn't physically see her disability. And then they cut off her payments when she couldn't attend job provider appointments. It just felt like my whole world was collapsing. I didn't know what to do.
It sounds like you had to grow up pretty quickly.
One of the struggles that I found especially was like having to assert myself and have people take me seriously, which was really hard when dealing with social workers, when dealing with doctors, when dealing with staff from the NDIS or Centrelink, because it's not often that a 20-year-old is trying to do these things. So I eventually had to end up getting wills written up for my parents again. I had to organise power of attorney and enduring guardianship. And then I also had to sell our house all through our family solicitor. So even then, like just getting the solicitor to take me seriously and be like, no, this is a decision that I'm making and then I have to make because this is all we've got.
It must have had a big impact on you, on your life, on your health.
Yeah, everything. There are kind of three different spheres that it had an impact on, but obviously these ripple out. So like my financial well-being, my emotional well-being, my physical well-being. Physically, caring is a very stressful role. And when my mum, so she was quite close to dying for a good 2 or 3 months. Just like the physical dread that you feel when you don't know whether someone's going to live or die. It's like living in purgatory. It doesn't give you closure. So it's almost worse than having someone die. So like, yeah, I had anxiety. I couldn't sleep. I felt nauseous. I was so tired. Obviously, I was depressed. I was anxious. And then financially too, I was trying to like support my parents through the really meager savings I had, still obviously getting youth allowance. And it's quite expensive, especially in a regional area. For example, when my mum was in Tweed Hospital, my dad can't drive because of his disability. And at the time, I didn't have my license. So we were paying $300 return a day just to go up to the hospital and see my mum. And it just felt like a huge truck of trauma that's just hitting you all at once.
On ABC Radio Canberra, this is Kim Hoon having a chat with Marley Hermans, who's about to complete an ANU arts degree. Marley's been caring for her parents for a couple of years now. I asked her about seeking help and support for herself during this very difficult time.
something that carers find a lot of the time do is that you just get bounced around between support services. So for instance, I would get bounced around from a social worker to Headspace, who would bounce me around from Headspace to a carer specific organization. And at the beginning of 2017, I was really traumatized by everything that had happened and was still happening. And so I rang up Headspace and I was like, hey, I need help. And it was like a 3 or 4 month wait. And I was like, I don't have 3 or 4 months.
What happened to your studies then? Was there must have been times when you thought, I'm just not going to do this.
So I was always like, I can't do this. But at the same time, it was always like, no, uni's the only kind of sense of stability I have in my life. So it was really important to my own well-being that I stayed enrolled at university. And also with that came like the circle of friends I had at uni too. So I tried my hardest to stay at uni, but was struggling intensely with meeting deadlines. Every time I had an extension, and that was almost every single time, I would have to get documentation from a social worker, from a doctor. And it became like almost re-traumatizing that every single time I needed help, I had to explain to my lecturer, this is what's happening. And I remember for one assignment, we were doing like a sociological examination of the film I, Daniel Blake by Ken Loach. And at the time we were kind of analysing it and looking at how the main character Daniel is being refused a welfare payment despite having, you know, quite a serious health condition. And at that time my mum was being denied her own welfare payment, and I had to go to my lecturer and be like, look, this is really hard for me because I'm actually living this reality that we're studying right now. Like I can't submit it.
So you've got these very real experiences, expertise and skills, but have to fight this demeaning stereotype of the lazy and uncommitted student who's let the dog eat her homework.
Yeah, I've been talking to Carers Australia and we've been talking about how young carers have a lot of life skills that we just don't realise. And I know for me personally, my organisational skills are incredible. Like, I'm really good at time management because I've had to be.
Yeah, you must be incredibly focused.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you didn't always get support or understanding from the university. So what are universities, and I include in that administration, lecturers and other students, what should they know about people like yourself who are caring for others?
One of the prevailing attitudes that I've had from lecturers, maybe not even maliciously, but like implicitly expressed, is that because I need extensions or maybe because I can't attend classes or things like that, that I'm not committed to my studies. And they don't actually realise that I am so seriously committed to my studies that I'm willing to like juggle all of these caring responsibilities as well as my studies. Another thing too is just misconceptions about caring. Like a lot of my lecturers don't understand my caring role. They don't understand the toll it takes on me or like the actual kind of life situations I'm dealing with. Like I've had a lot of people say, oh, I totally understand, Marley. My mum just had knee surgery and I'm taking out the bins for her. Or like people will say, oh, I totally understand, you know, I'm a mum or I'm a dad. And they don't quite understand that I'm a 20-year-old and I would say that I have more responsibilities than my own lecturers, you know, and I'm trying to deal with that whilst trying to grow up. And it's happening at like a really exceedingly quick pace because of everything that's been chucked onto me.
What about advice for young people and students who suddenly had to encounter a deluge of responsibility?
My first bit of advice would be get support. And that sounds like such a corny bit of advice, but for so long I was like, I'm kind of in survival mode at the moment, but I can just meet that deadline and it's okay, or I can like just do this if I just push harder. My life was made so much more easier when I just went to Access and Inclusion. I was like, I need help, how can you help me? Or like it was so much easier when I finally went to Carers ACT and I was like, I need help, like I need carer specific counselling, I need financial help, like how can you help me? And also too, being really honest and open with your friends about your care responsibilities, instead of like my friends not understanding and then not being able to properly empathise or like support me in the right ways. You know, me and my housemates, or me and my best friends, we have really open discussions about, hey, this is how I'm feeling mental health wise, this is the type of support that I need, this is the type of support that I don't need. It's really hard to be really frank and open, but like makes things so much easier.
Some great advice for many of us, I think, from the inspirational Marley Hermans. Marley's parents are now in Canberra and she'll be completing her arts degree on exchange in the US next year, and is considering doing honours and then going on to TAFE for further study with a view to starting a career in community development and social work. She was referring to the valuable help that she received as a carer from Access and Inclusion at the ANU. Carers can also contact Carers ACT for assistance and guidance.
ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.